Support for KNKX comes from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, celebrating Northwest cuisine and retailers, bringing Washington foods and gifts to the SeaTac experience. Information about dining, shopping, and more at SeaTacShops.com.
Well, Nancy, in honor of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, today we have returning guest, the president and CEO of the Bar-X Butter Bloat All Wiener Turkey sort of corporation, Mr. Bill Whistlegod. Bill, thanks so much for dropping by.
Well, thank you guys for having me back. I'm still amazed at how nice you two actually are. I remember when you invited me on the first time, a lot of folks out where I live said, you don't actually want to be in a room with those two. They're cranky.
Well, one of them is.
Only when we've not had our butter bloat all wiener turkey. Any exciting, bold new breakthroughs in butter bloat technology?
We don't feel like we can improve much on perfection.
No gluten-free versions?
Funny you should bring that up. Our R&D people are hard at work trying to figure out what gluten is. And, of course, once we find out what it is, we'll try to take it out. And if we manage to take it out, we'll see what's left. We kind of think not much.
Nancy, I know that you had a question for Bill.
I was wondering, what do you do about basting? I always go for that cheesecloth dripped in butter, and then you put it over the butter bloat.
I recommend basting with just a very simple mustard, ketchup, and onion.
When people are in Chicago using it, do they use that neon green relish?
We encourage any creativity with this. It's hollow inside. I like it stuffed with canned chili.
Well, Nancy, I'm glad you brought this up because, you know all these big chefs and stuff. I'm wondering, are they doing any exciting, innovative new things with the all-wiener turkey?
Well, I heard that they've been sous-viding.
Who's sous-vide?
Forget it. What do you like to do with the leftovers?
Well, the first thing that generally pops to anybody's mind is bologna sandwiches.
It basically is bologna, right? I mean, is there a big difference between a wiener and...
Not that we've ever been able to figure out.
Just bigger and shaped different.
Like a turkey. I don't know if you know this or not, but we didn't start off making all wiener turkey. I hooked up with a spam carver named Boog Stickler, and he and I started to make a line of all wiener produce, all wiener lettuce and carrots.
How'd that work out for you, Bill?
The lettuce was so hard, so labor intensive, we had to put that away. Then one day Boog just looked at me and he said, hey, how come wiener meat always comes in the shape of a wiener? A lesser man would have let that thought go, but not me and Boog.
And the beauty of it is that no bones, right? So it's easy to slice.
Right. So you can feed it to the dogs and not worry.
You know, we've heard for years about the tryptophan level in turkey being high enough to put people to sleep. And, of course, that's been debunked. But I've heard rumors that the all-wiener butter bloat is tryptophan enhanced.
Well, we say tryptophan enhanced. It's Xanax. We don't use, of course, the brand name. We use the generic Alprazolam, but results are the same. You're going down.
Well, it's so great that you could come here all the way from Othello to join us for this holiday food for thought, Bill. We certainly appreciate it, and I know I'm looking forward to my all-wiener butter bloat with Bar-X Butter Bloat Jumbo All-Wiener Turkey CEO and Chief Development Officer Bill Whistlegod. And KNKX food talker Nancy.
Feeling bloated already.
And you ain't seen nothing yet. Leeson.
He's Dick.
Hey, thanks for that enhanced butter bloat free sample, Bill. Enough time.
Stein.